All right, peace, y'all. Peace, peace. I'm here with another one. You heard? With another live. I told y'all I'd be back today. Hold on. I got somebody to shout out real quick before we start the live. Where my son at, man? Dang, I gotta shout my son out real quick, man. Son, he did what's right. But salute to everybody, man, on the check-in, man. We got some new content available on the Patreon right now. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. Down the rabbit hole, a look into the Rothschild connections, man. This video is crazy. You know what I'm saying? These people is weird as ever. You know what I'm saying? Weird. You feel me? That's all I can say on this platform. That's all I can say, my G. I don't know what's going on with these Rothschilds and all these weird, creepy people, but they weird. They like centipedes. You know what I'm saying? You step on them and more come back. Then we got this one we dropped today. Human civilization chant and destroyed. You know what I'm saying? Now, I spoke about some stuff in this video that's very informative. Okay, if you drink soda or what y'all may call it on the West Coast or wherever, pop, whatever. But you got to be careful these days. They playing dirty tricks. All right, they playing dirty. And if I said it on YouTube, they probably take my channel down. That's why I got to do it on Patreon. Because if I set it up here, they knock my channel off. You know what I'm saying? Off the Atlas, bro. Like, ain't no jokes, man. Ain't no jokes. But so make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. I got two more videos to give y'all before the week is out. Trust and believe. I'm going to get to it. Like I said, I was busy Monday. But make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. If you want to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. All right? You know what I'm saying? Got over 200 videos up there. Over 200-300 videos up there. We working. You know what I'm saying? We working. Over 200-300 videos up there that I can't talk about on YouTube because just off the strength, it'll get me taken up out of here, man. It'll get me taken up out of here. All right, salute to everybody in the Chiznat. Let me shout somebody out real quick, man. I got to do this real quick. Hold on. Bear with me, y'all. Because they did show appreciation to your boy. So, I don't want to miss them. You know what I'm saying? It's only right. It's only right. Hold on. Let me see. Let me go here. Oh, salute to my man Joe H. I'm not going to say your last name. Salute to my man Joe H. He said, been meaning to, hold on. Let me see. He said, been meaning to send for the good content. Appreciate you, Joe H. Thank you, my G. I appreciate you and everything that you do, man. I appreciate that. So let me shout some people out in the Chiznat, you heard? See what's going on. Vinny Espy, what's popping? Yes, sir. Lion Moet, what's going on? Adrian Graham, Danklin UFO in the building. Alisa Miller. The killer, Benadryl. My son Benadryl in here. I don't know how to pronounce. Isaiah Johnson in the building. Cat and Wade. Jay Allen. Jay Monster Beat. Shades of Shay. Gemini 605. Raw S. Yo, I finally caught you live, bro. Peace. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. I'm going to be back at 3 p.m. and we're going to break down this whole Drake and Kendrick stuff. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about hip hop. We're going to go into brief detail about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So that might be like an hour live. I'm not going to lie. It might be like an hour or something. But I'm a do it for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it for y'all. William C. Shields Jr., what's popping? Lee Entertainment. My God, Lee. Double S, what's popping? Leo Libra. Grand Rising, she said. Jay Allen, we in the building. Let's go. Kevin Thompson. Nikki Picky, where you been at? What's popping? She said, loving the Patreon. Yo, I give y'all the best information that I can, you know what I'm saying, on that platform because there's no restrictions. You can't shut me down. I'm coming from an outside source. Salute to everybody that's on the Patreon, though, man. I try to give people valuable information that they could use and, you know, knowledge that keep people's, keep you aware. You know what I'm saying? It gotta keep you, I gotta keep y'all aware out here, cause there's some weird stuff going on, and I don't want people to fall into the traps that I fell into when I was young and dumb. You know what I'm saying? Just thinking, oh, you know what? I'm gonna follow what somebody else doing. No, 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 no. You gotta have a mind for your own. So, you know, the Patreon is used for the meat and potatoes, you know what I'm saying, to give y'all some type of information. As y'all could see yesterday, they didn't want that video, that live I did yesterday, to get out there. Of course not. Of course not. But I bet you this one do about 10,000 views. That's the crazy part. If it don't, then I know I'm shadow banned. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Salute Lee Entertainment said, one live crew. Oh, man, not one live. That's crazy. Oh, Authentic Entertainment was popping. Marcus Johnson, love the content, big bro. I'ma keep doing this for y'all, man. Always gotta keep y'all informed. Especially on things that I could talk about, especially on, you know, on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everybody that subscribes, that likes, that comments and shares my videos, man. Y'all greatly appreciate it. All right. So we got some stuff to talk about today, y'all. Some crazy stuff to talk about today. All right, I don't even know where I want to start first. All right, let's start because they're both creeps, but let's start somewhere normal. Well, it's not normal, none of it's normal, but let's start somewhere. Now, a guy by the name of Herschel Wingard was recently on the YouTuber's YouTube channel. He got caught out there, y'all. He got caught out there talking to a young person. Sick man. Now, I don't know. I don't know this guy's age. I don't know where he from. I don't know what he do. But I know that he is the writer of a lot of popular movies. Okay? That we all know. One in particular is going to be Trading Places, Space Jam, Kindergarten Cop. He is the screen director for these movies. Now, the guy by the name of Vitaly is now on a mission now. He's doing Catch a Predator type of thing, like some Chris Hansen type stuff. And he's out there catching people. You know what I'm saying? But he's going the extra mile and catching Hollywood people. Salute to Vitaly. I know he had a hard time, and now he's back on his feet. Salute to him. No hate at all. You know what I'm saying? But he caught this Hollywood dude, this screenwriter dude, out there talking to a young person, son. Like, literally trying to get his groove on. And then we're going to talk about your boy, Jeffrey Epstein. All right? Now, over the weekend, his black book that had the names in it, because we already know about the flight logs, right? We know about the flight logs and all of this stuff, but the black book was really important because that had the actual names that actually been on that island. And somebody got it. We don't know who, but somebody got it. And I'm gonna read the article for y'all and talk about that today, because it's a sick world we live in. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. What's up with Space Jam? Marcus Johnson said, yo, listen, I'm going to show y'all some crazy stuff, man. Oh, salute to GT, man. Thank you for joining the Patreon. I appreciate you for tapping into the Patreon, man. Everybody that joins the Patreon, I'm going to try to shout y'all out. I ain't going to give y'all government up because that's wild crazy. Like, we on the internet. Like, we got to chill. You know what I'm saying? So, BP, what's going on? My man BP in the building. So, Exposed MF said it was a kick stream, not YouTube. Yeah, you right. You right, Exposed. You right. It was a kick stream, but I managed to get the footage and put it on YouTube. I had to do a little editing, flip-flop how I do, but, you know, it is what it is. So we're going to talk about these Hollywood sickos, man. We're going to talk about it, man. And I want y'all opinion on it. We definitely going to talk about it. So to catch a PDF file. Wow. Lee Entertainment said. All right. So let's get to this video here. This is a little disturbing. And I pray that YouTube let me rock with this. I pray, please YouTube, no one was harmed in this video, okay? I'm just showing the people what's going on out here in Hollywood, all right? So salute to everybody. We're gonna show this video real quick though, y'all. This is crazy.
What's your name? Oh. What's your name?
Who are you?
What's your name?
Who are you?
Why are you suing my fucking daughter? What's your name? What is your name?
Boris. My name is Boris.
Boris. What's your name? Shake my hand.
What's the problem?
What are you suing my daughter? You know how old she is?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
No.
What the f*** you thought was gonna happen here?
Nothing. We're gonna have a pizza. I don't know.
Pizza? Yeah, you don't know? How old is she?
Brad.
You know how old she is?
Pizza. He said pizza.
23. Is that what the conversation looked like?
You know what the text message is? She was 23 on a dating site.
On a dating site?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was 23.
How old is she?
I have no idea.
Lila, how old are you?
15. I'm sorry. She was 23 on a dating site. All we've done is...
So talk. she didn't tell you how old she was?
She did.
She did?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She said she was 15.
How did she tell you how old she actually is?
She said she's 15. 15.
She said she's 15. Why are you here? Why are you sitting here?
I'm just having a...
With a 15-year-old?
Piece of pizza
with a 15-year-old.
It's not against the law.
You think that's
law.
Okay?
I think it's not against the law.
It's not against the law.
No.
Is that all you spoke about to her?
We've just been talking.
Really?
Yeah, we've been talking and flirting. It's not a big deal.
Where are you going?
I ordered a pizza. I'm going to go.
Okay, have a seat. Have a seat.
Why?
I'll sit with you. I'll eat pizza with you. We're just having pizza, right?
Sorry.
Sit right here.
Sorry.
Sit right here.
Sorry.
Where? I don't know. Whoa, excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
You said you wanted a kiss, touch, and lick, whatever?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Bro, I didn't want to play the whole clip because it's a little disturbing. They get to shooting them with all kind of stuff. I didn't want YouTube to be like, hey, this is violent. I didn't want to do that. So, now I want to give y'all some key factors here on this type of stuff, right? And I'm going to be as honest as I possibly can be. Now, well, I'm going to say this without being too raunchy or too nasty, because I know some people is on lunch right now, and I'm going to read y'all comments too. But the reason that I get from this, right, and I try to wrap my head around, it's like, what is up with these Hollywood and rappers and these entertainers obsessed with young people, right? And the only thing that I could actually think of was they want to violate the innocence. Okay. I did a video on my YouTube channel in regards to the blood ring, right? And a lot of practice, a lot of practices that take place involve young individuals when it comes to that type of stuff, right? It's kind of sick because you have an innocent person. Maybe that person was innocent, maybe not. But it's kind of sick because why would you want to take that person's innocence? And the same thing goes for this Jeffrey Epstein guy. Like, what do these people get out of it? You got people like Afrika Bambaataa. Now some people saying Drake. You got all of these Hollywood entertainers that have been exposed for doing the sick behavior behind closed doors. And we go out and purchase these people's albums and watch their movies, but the whole time, they getting down with the get down, son. You know, and I try to wrap my head around that to try to figure out, like, what do these people see in these individuals? But it's the innocence. There's something that they get from the innocence of a young individual. It's something that they get. You know what I'm saying? Something that they get. Let me see. What y'all talking about in the chat? Cat and Wade, what's popping? What's popping, Cat and Wade? What's going on? If a normal person was accused like this, they would be angry and fighting back. Because that's sick. Him acting casual and flighty feels like a red flag. Pay attention to red flags. Do not ignore it. If you ignore red flags, you will be in a... You will fall down a toilet bowl, son. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? Jason Board said atheism. I never heard of that word. Atheism. Okay. Atheism. Okay. I don't know. Maybe. Jay Just Cook 100. Samuel King was popping, man, and obsessed with pizza too. That's the key word. You gotta always correlate. Like, let's be honest here. Let's not derail from the facts here. He went to meet with a young individual at a pizza shop. I got stories about pizza restaurants around where I live, but I will never put it out there because then that's gonna blow up my spot. But I got some pizza stories about these pizzerias out here in New York. They creepy too. All right? Creepy stuff. And then you go, yo, I want to go to Cuts and Slices. And yeah, bro, listen, you don't understand. You know what I'm saying? But that pizza stuff is key word. That's like, hey, cold word. Yo, let me go. Pizza, let me go. You know what I'm saying? It's weird out here, man. It's not kind of, it's extremely sick. Yeah, you right, Street Tribe. Yeah, you right. It is extremely sick. Because let me just be honest. I don't know how old this guy is, right? I don't know how old this Herschel Wingrod guy is, but he was the producer of Space Jam. Both Space Jams, Trading Places, all of these movies that we know growing up, right? And I find this to be weird. I don't know if he has children, but if he does have children, why would you wanna meet with somebody that's underage? I don't get that. You know what I mean? Salute to Kyoko in the building. She said, protect your kin. Protect your kin. Exactly. Protect your kin. You know what I'm saying? The tribe said, hey, look into these blind items about Drake and the Saudi Arabia embassy. It's sick stuff. Yo, we're going to do a live at 3 p.m. I'm going to break down the beef. I'm going to be honest. I'm an old head, son. So I'm not really following it. And then once I noticed Drake was using artificial intelligence to do a diss record, I was like, bro, I don't even know if these are real now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's coming out. This records is coming out too quick. Are we being finessed? Are they using artificial intelligence? Like, what? Because how y'all putting out these diss records so fast, bro? Like, I mean, 3 diss records in 1 week? How? That's not what I'm from. But all right, I understand it. It's business. The music business is dying anyway. All right, let's go to the next topic. So, Jeffrey Epstein, hopefully y'all can see this on the channel, the screen here. Jeffrey Epstein, let me get y'all off of the chat real quick. Nah. Jeffrey Epstein's black book with 221 additional high profile names is being sold to a secret bidder. Any ideas who this bidder might be? I got one in particular, but this is some crazy stuff, y'all. Some crazy, crazy stuff. Now, I had to do some fact checking on this, right? I had to, because I was also sent some information about previous President Barack Obama, right? He had let over 500,000 weird people free. He cleared their database, but that was false. That came out to be false. So we don't spread false information up here. We make sure we have news clips or something to back it up. We do not spread false information, but this is crazy. So I'm gonna read the article. JE is going to name names again. How is he going to do that if he's dead? A mystery black book believed to belong to the late Pedo Financial, which revealed the names and addresses of 221 previously undisclosed people, is going up for auction, and bidders are being assured that their identities will be kept secret. It could fetch up to 200,000 or more. Wow, that's a lot of money for a book. That's a lot of money for a book. That lets you know there's some stuff in that book that's detrimental to Hollyweird. Why would y'all be charging $200K for a little black book that some dude wrote? You know what I'm saying? The auction house owner told the Daily Beast, which first reported the story. Among the famous names reportedly in the book, former President Donald Trump, billionaire New York businessman John Castamatis, Susan Ikra, Melania Trump, best friend and co-owner of the New York Jets, billionaire activist investor Carl Icahn, Christina Grieven, the wife of fired CNN anchor Chris Cuomo. Wow. Ex-Playboy CEO Christy Hefner. Oh, man. Marty Perez, an ex-New Republican publisher and former political mentor to Al Gore. None of the above people have been charged with a crime related to Epstein. Yo, this is the world we living in right now, where all of this sick stuff is coming out. You know what I'm saying? We in the year of exposure, y'all. All of this sick behavior is now coming out. And I'm glad about it. Because you know why? Let's be honest here. Millions of people, millions of young individuals, millions of people have been assaulted. Let's be honest here. I saw a video the other day. Drake grabbed a young man's behind in an old video. If he's smart, he can me too that dude, son. And I'm not snitching. I'm not dry snitching, but he can do it. The fact that a lot of these high profile entertainers are now being exposed, it's a blessing to me. Okay? Because I don't deal with Hollywood or the music industry. I don't deal with it. This stuff has corrupted us for the longest. We need something else. We need information. All right. We need knowledge. We need wisdom. All right. We need things that we can use. Real food, real information. I'm tired of all of this nonsense that they're feeding us. If you notice, they haven't sent out notifications for my live yesterday. That's okay. Because they don't want people to get the information. Oh, you talking about aliens? Oh, yeah. Nah. If you talking about hip-hop in Hollywood, yeah, we'll send it out. But aliens? Nah. We nah. I'm going to say this about this black book being auctioned off to a higher bidder of $200,000. Now, I got this information or this source from an unknown source that I won't name on this live, right? But this individual told me something that's very valuable. They said, yo, isn't Donald Trump going to be on trial for $200,000? I don't know. I don't know if that's the case, but that does have a correlation. But when I think of this type of stuff, right, somebody in power bought this book or is buying this book. Could be Jay-Z, could be Beyonce, could be Naomi Campbell, could be Oprah, could be Tom Hanks, anybody. But $200K for a book is extremely high, son. With just names. And they wanted to make sure that this book did not see the light of day. This is what I'm saying. When it comes to these Freemasons and stuff like that, these people have to do their best to keep a secret. They got people in all kind of areas of the world that could say, you know what, I got $200,000, let me buy the book, I got their secrets now. If you got $200,000, you could buy their book. But I just find this to be very, very strange. Very strange. There's no reason for this. Let me read some of y'all comments in the chat, man. Let me get y'all back on the screen, man. Oh, hold on, my bad. Had a misfunction there. What's poppin', Jay? What's poppin', PUBG? What's poppin'? Say That Ish said they want the book so they can destroy it. Thank you, Say That Ish. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. If they have this type of control over this information, do you know? I'm gonna leave it here. But if this book was to get out to the general public, do you know the control that Hollywood would lose? Because now everybody knows who's who and who did what and who was where and what time and place or whatever. They would lose control. They would lose absolute control over us. And they can't let this information get out. It's so weird to me that a guy like this would leave this book behind. Now, he pulled the R. Kelly stunt. He's like, hey, listen, if I'm going down, everybody going down with me. I'm going to leave this book right here in the corner of my crib. And whoever find it, find it. You know what I'm saying? But apparently this book has been auctioned off. Why would they auction it off? Why is it not evidence? We're not asking the right questions. Why is it not evidence? It should be considered evidence. But these people in power, they have the ability to say, hey, you know what? I don't want that out there, man. Let me just buy the book. You have a book filled with people that were involved in young people crimes, bro. What? How are the people that we would call police or the feds or whatever, how the CIA, how are these people not looking into this? How are they letting this go? Because everything is controlled. That's why. Melanie Howe, salute Melanie Howe, said, he who controls the book pulls the strings. Thank you. Thank you. I know I'm not bugging it. I know I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Kyogre said, I mean children, trying to stop saying kids, LOL. Yeah, kids is referred to baby goats. When you say kids, that's a term for baby goats. Okay, but I did a video about this on my Patreon today, and I spoke about, well, I didn't speak about it, but somebody else did. And a guy broke down how us, as we call ourselves male and female, all right, that's actually a term for animals. So when you say kid versus children, okay, that kind of like steers the narrative. And they're playing word games with us. They're playing semantics. It's all a joke. This whole thing is a joke. That's why I said yesterday on the live, like, we living in a false reality and these people know it. They have control over us because they're using the words. Words are spells. So if they know for a fact, hey, you know what? Black means darkness. But you call yourself black, you're not entitled to certain criterias or whatever, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Reparations, because you call yourself black. Black is exiled. It means nothing. So you call yourself black, you don't get nothing. You see how they finesse people? Like, it's, we've been controlled since the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to go off the tangent, but I mean, listen, man, it's a dirty game, man. It's a dirty game. I'm going to shout some people out in the chat, man. Salute to everybody that sends a Cash App. I don't have the layup on the screen, but now I do. If you would like to donate to this channel to make sure this channel grow, hit the Cash App, the PayPal, or join the Patreon, man. Salute to everybody that joined the Patreon. I try to give y'all 3 videos once a week. You know what I'm saying? At least once a week. I got 2 more videos to do for y'all this week. We on Wednesday. I'm going to do some content for y'all tomorrow and get it done, man. Perfect. Let me see. Peacemaker Music said, Jesus, the lamb, we his sheep that believe and follow, and the goats are Satan. Yo, listen, man. Let me tell you something. I see all of this goat stuff going around, and I hear people talk about the goat. Let me show y'all this. And I want people to explain this to me. I would like for my people, well, not my people, but those people, to explain to me what does this mean, okay? Because this is a little crazy to me, okay? This is a little crazy. All right, now I'm gonna show y'all this because it's important. And I was saving this just for that guy's comment. Salute to whoever said that. And if this is you, bro, if this is you out there, no offense, but I need answers. I need answers. But we hear this goat talk all the time, right? We hear this goat talk, but what the hell is this? What is this? Whoa. What is this? What is this? I didn't know this went down in there. I didn't know this type of stuff went down there. Y'all got actual animals inside of these places. What are y'all doing to these animals, bro? I mean, do y'all give them back to farms? Do you donate them? What are they, pets? What's going on? What is this? Is this called riding the goat? The Rough Riders? Look up the original term for the term Rough Riders. I challenge y'all to do that. Look up the term, the original term, Rough Riders. I challenge y'all. Somebody says scapegoating, sacrificing a goat. Yeah. For what? Fame? Fortune? What is this about? What is this about? And then I find it so weird. A lot of these rappers have these animals in their video. Like, I'm the goat. Just type in Lil Baby goat. Type in Kevin Hart goat. Coi Leray goat. The Baby goat. Jim Jones goat. Cameron goat. Somebody's, I guarantee you, these rappers are standing next to a goat. They got a picture with a goat. It's something significant with it. I'm not making this up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making it up. Lee Entertainment said, no, I'm not looking it up. Please do. Because that's what you got to do. I'm here to give you information, bro. You got to learn this stuff. Don't be afraid of it. You have to learn this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what this dude is up to, but this is weird. I didn't know that type of stuff went down in them places, bro. Why he got on the whole shedang, you know what I'm saying? With the goat and all that. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. Somebody said Polo G goat. Yeah, he got a goat chain. I don't understand the significance with this, man. I really don't get it. Let me read his comment, man. Salute to everybody. Money Hungry TV. Oh, let me go back up. Hold up. Money Hungry TV said 200K, not a lot. That's a fact, though. But see, here's the thing. You and I don't have 200,000. Only people with 200,000 can have that book. But guess what? They sold it on a private auction. So even if you had 200,000 and you like, you know what? I'm gonna buy the book. You wouldn't know unless you was invited. If you wasn't invited to that auction, you would not know, because why? It's a secret society. Everything that they do is controlled opposition. Every single thing. You know what I'm saying? Every single thing is controlled opposition. So we might think, yo, 200,000 is not a lot of money, but to somebody that's in that circle, that's pennies to them. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that they got that book, I think Jay-Z got it. I'm going to be honest. I think Jay-Z got it, bro. I ain't going to front. I think Jay-Z or Beyonce bought that book. That's just my personal opinion. I really truly, because they into buying art and all of that stuff. I think they got that book. It could either be Jay-Z, Beyonce, or Donald Trump. One of the three. Any celebrity that has a lot of money. Somebody got that book. Kubanan, whatever, how you say your name, they trying to get that goat milk, bro. I don't know. I'm going to take it off the screen now. I just wanted to show y'all that. That's kind of crazy, man. That is kind of crazy, bro. Kind of crazy, man. But salute to everybody. I'm going to read some chats real quick. Salute Malia 420. What's popping, my love? Miss Lisa Newman, they're all on the same team, riding the goat, Satan's children. Now, I'm not shaming nobody that joined that fraternity or whatever, or secret gathering or whatever, but I didn't know that y'all be doing that stuff. Like, what's the goat for? If you have any answers, leave it in the comments, bro, because I'm trying to figure out what that mean. Why y'all got that in there? Do y'all really ride it, or do y'all really... Pause. 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 Yo, can you picture some grown old men riding on a poor little goat, bro? Like, what are y'all doing? And what does this signify? What does this mean? Why are you doing this? That goat like, bad. Help my back. Get this fat motherfucker off me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they said Gochi, Jay might have it. He's super close to Abramic. I don't know what that mean, man. I don't know what that mean. I'm not saying yes or no to the Abramic, nothing. I'm not nothing, bro. I'm just a black man, a brown, a colored man in America trying to survive. All right. Trying to avoid copyright strikes. That's all I'm trying to do. I hope they leak the book, Fred said. I hope they leak the book. They're not going to leak it. Somebody bought that book and has that information. I'll show y'all, man. This is weird stuff, man. Weird stuff, man. We living in a strange world where everything is controlled. Everything is controlled, man. You know what I'm saying? Every single thing is controlled, and we must know the difference between what's right and what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? 220 additional high-profile names is being sold to a secret bidder. Who has that? Who got that type of information? Who? You know what I'm saying? Who? I'm going to read some people. Bro, we telling you, they do stuff to the goat. They slice. Oh, Lord, I can't read that. Help me. Satan thinks he's the Billy Goat. He's not. Now, let's be honest here. We already know Baphomet is a big god when it comes to this type of stuff. Baphomet, to them, to these people, are a big god. All right. And the fact that they... I don't want to even think that they doing stuff to these goats. I don't want to think that, because that's messed up. I love animals, man. Like, I don't want to think about nothing crazy about no animal being done dirty. But, you know, they practice this. This is why we see all of this hermaphrodite stuff going on, man. I just seen the clip the other day. Brittany Griner was sounded like a dude, bro. Like, what's going on, man? Everything is flipped on us. Every single thing, man. Bestiality is what they are doing. Oh, man, y'all going crazy. All right. I said enough about this. This is some sick crap. Let's go back home. I keep messing up. I don't know why. But let's... If y'all like, let me get him off the screen, bro. If y'all like, make sure y'all join the Patreon, man. A look down the rabbit hole, a look into the raw child connection, man. These people are weird, bro. I'm trying to tell you. I got so many videos up there exposing these people. It's unbelievable. I guarantee you, you join the Patreon, you're going to binge watch it for a week. It's too many videos for you to be, all right, I need a break. It's too many. A deep down look into the rabbit hole of these weird people, man. And human civilization chipped and destroyed, man. It's basically how they finessed it on us. Like right now, just be careful, y'all. Drinking Pepsi and Coca-Cola. I won't say too much because that deals with the FDA, and I don't want no problems. You know what I'm saying? But be careful, y'all. If y'all want, y'all can tap in on the Patreon. The link is in the description below. Kyoko was popping. Ace, Suvio Ace, what's going on? I'm Shades of Shade said, I'm joining. Please do, man. I got videos up there that I can't talk about on YouTube, man. If I did put out a video on from up there, no. I tried a couple of videos and you know, YouTube was like, hey, you know what? this is not suitable for children. They made me take it down. You know what I'm saying? Made me take it down for whatever reason. Lacey Lavender said, I don't drink that crap. Yeah, please just be careful with a lot of these sodas and stuff like that, because people in power are now, I don't want to say the guy's name, but people in power are now combining their business with this, man. Like, it's nasty work. Jay, how can I send you a video exposing the truth? If you would like to send me any type of videos or information, please hit my email. It's jaymarv155@gmail. jmarv155@gmail. If you want to send me any type of content that you want me to review, or you want to just chop it up and just talk. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody that sends me valuable information, man. What about sparkling water? Kyoko said, "Nah, nothing wrong with sparkling water. It has no sugar in it." I wanna talk about it briefly. Matter of fact, I'll do this for y'all. How about this? I'll do this for y'all. I'll be generous just this one time, but I'm not gonna say nothing. All right, I'm not gonna say nothing because these are major corporations and they can get stuff popping if they want to on me. But just look at this, y'all. All right. Just look at this. I can't go into details on what's really going on. If you want to know what's really going on, just join the Patreon. It's not expensive. You know what I'm saying? It's well worth it. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? But your boy is signed up, okay, with this company, and they trying to get us all alright, so I'ma leave this there. I hope y'all have a blessed day. I'll be back at 3 p.m. We gonna have fun with this hip hop thing. We gonna talk about the Drake and Kendrick stuff and keep it hip hop. Got some more stuff to talk about with y'all, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoyed this video. Salute to everybody in the chat that likes the video, man, and leaves the comments and shares this, man. I love everybody in here right now. Even if you don't like me, I still love you, all right? I still love you, man. Yo, I can't stand this ninja. I still love you, bro, or sis, all right? I still got love for you, man. Because without y'all, I wouldn't be ish.